Is the public hearing regarding a request from Manny Corporation for an intermunicipal transfer of a restaurant liquor license into Derry Township, Buffalo County. Welcome back to the podium. For the purposes of the recording, please state your name.
My name is Mark Kozor. I'm with the law firm of Flaherty and O'Hara. A few things to hand out. Lighten my load on the way back. I'll be taking orders later. I got those later.
When Doug Dunn is being recorded, will they call Sam?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the same.
This is lacking.
Very disappointed.
I don't know that, that may well be a violation of the ethics code. I'd have to talk to your solicitor about that.
As long as you give them safety, he's going to.
Guys, all be salivating, which is always talk about food and that. Well, my colleague Ellen stole my outline a couple years ago. So I'm going to have to modify what I say a little bit so it doesn't sound repetitive. Again, my name is Mark Kozor. I'm a law firm of Flaherty and O'Hara. I always like to plug our law firm when I come to hearings like this. Our sole area of practice is liquor law and liquor licensing. We have offices in Pittsburgh, Harrisburg, and Philadelphia to better serve you all. Ellen is actually from our Philadelphia office, not from the Pittsburgh office. I'm here on behalf of Permanis Corporation. With me this evening is Greg Dubois, who is Director of Operations for Permanis. We're obviously here to request that you pass a resolution permitting the transfer of a license from outside Derry Township to within it. For a new Permanis restaurant at the new development at 169 West Chocolate Avenue. In order for you to make a decision on our request, to give you a little background on Permanis. I presume none of you are from the Pittsburgh area. Permanis Brothers Sandwiches have been a Pittsburgh tradition since 1933. Permanis Corporation, either directly or through subsidiaries, currently own and operate 37 restaurants in six states. Permanis iconic sandwiches come with French fries and coleslaw on them, as you can see from the front of the menu. I personally go to Permanis one day a week, typically on Fridays, to celebrate the end of the week. Since moving into the suburbs, now Permanis actually started in the city, actually in the strip district part of the city, and they expanded to three or four locations in downtown Pittsburgh. They've since moved out into the suburbs and moved into other states, obviously. And since moving to the suburban markets, Permanis has expanded their menu to include wings, pizza, sandwiches without fries or coleslaw. I don't know why anybody would order something like that, but they offer them, plus a long line of appetizers. Permanis restaurants are a family-friendly, casual dining restaurant in a very relaxed atmosphere. Permanis are open for lunch and dinner. Their hours of operation are Sunday through Thursdays, 11 a.m. to midnight, and Fridays and Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. The new restaurant on Chocolate Avenue will have seating for 184 people, with 158 of those being in the dining area and 26 in the bar area, which also doubles as a food serving area. The location will employ in the neighborhood of 75 to 100 full and part-time people. Alcohol is served as a complement to the food at Permanis and not as the main attraction. Alcohol service at all Permanis makes for a consistent national product. As a percentage of total sales last year, Permanis alcohol sales was approximately 25%. Although they do sell beer to go, they sell very little beer to go. Primary consumption is on premises. Their carding policy is that anybody who looks to be under 35 years old will be carded by way of a carding scanner. Jill and Josh aptly described to you earlier. All employees who serve alcohol will receive the responsible alcohol management program. As Ellen described earlier, like I said, she stole all my thunder. The applicant is a responsible owner making a significant investment on Chocolate Avenue. They have well-trained and responsible management, and they will have well-trained and responsible employees. Permanente's Brother Restaurant in Derry Township will make for a great family dining alternative for residents and visitors alike, and we ask that you pass a resolution permitting the transfer of the license into Derry Township for use by Permanente's. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Are there any questions for them?
And then I'll take your order.
Are there any questions for the board members?
I'm curious what the hours would be.
Oh, I did say them. Sunday through Thursdays, 11 a.m. to midnight, and Fridays and Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 2 a.m.
The timing again on the opening of the establishment?
It's undetermined right now, seeing that the project's under construction. So it really depends on the landlord and how the construction goes.
Are there any other questions?
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hearing none. At this time, I will open it to public comment for this particular request. Seeing no takers to the microphone, I will adjourn this meeting. Thank you both for your presentations.